It is 7:18 right now. Monday or Tuesdays mean a visit from Family Care Network, normally on Monday, but with Mac Monday coming in, we've started moving Family Care Network to a Tuesday. And we've got John Nibbio standing by. John is the interim CEO at Family Care Network, and he is here to tell us a little bit more about the month of May, which is Foster Care Awareness Month. Good morning, John.
Good morning.
So we have got a lot to talk about because May is National Foster Care Awareness Month.
Yes, it is, and it's really a critical time for us in the need of foster parents. So this being the fact that it's May and it is National Awareness Month for foster care is good timing for us. And so, you know, locally we just really, really, in across California, but focused here locally here in San Luis Obispo County, we have a desperate need for foster parents, especially those who are willing to do what we call shelter foster care.
Now, shelter foster care, explain that.
Yeah, so emergency shelter foster care. So we are partners with social services on this program. So oftentimes, you know, there may be a situation in an evening or a weekend or any time, actually, where a child may be in danger and may need to be removed from their home. The first thing social services would do is look for family, look for relatives, friends that the child may be able to stay with. But in some situations, that they aren't able to locate anybody at that particular time. So they reach out to us for a placement in one of our emergency shelter foster homes. So we have a specially trained parent, and they receive lots of support, where then they can take this child in at any time of the day or night and provide them a comfortable, safe place until we can sort out a plan for them to maybe relocate with some family, return home when it's safe to do so, or perhaps move on to another service we may have.
And there are so many different instances where something like that could happen, too. You know, it could be a case of officers have gone in and made some sort of an arrest in the home that leaves no adults left. It could be something, you know, like a parole violation, almost anything that would take a parent out of a home. And if that's the only home the kids have, then you need a little help at that point, don't you?
Absolutely. It's really critical. And, you know, there are situations, too, where, you know, there could be even a tragedy in a particular family and there's no adult left. Maybe there's a loss, an accident, a loss of life, and that child needs a safe place to be and lots of support. So it really is critical. I kind of equate it to, it's like, if you think of a hospital setting as a metaphor, it's like the emergency room where people need a soft landing, they need some support, some care, and it's short term until we can figure out a good plan for them.
All right. Now, if one of the ways that people who are listening right now can help, that, you know, they can decide, okay, this is something I think I could do, what kind of steps do they need to go through?
Well, the first thing I would do is encourage them to give us a call at 805-781-3535 or go to our website to get a little more information. But sometimes it's helpful to talk with somebody here at our agency to kind of walk through it. But essentially, we'll explain the programs, and if they're interested in that, then we'll go out and meet with them. And then there's an interview and a background process that happens due to, you know, making sure that we have a safe, good fit in a home and a setting for a particular child or youth. So there is a process to it, but the first thing to do is just say, hey, if I want to make an impact, I feel like I can really help a child, would be to pick up that phone or go to our website and get some more information. We'd be glad to speak with you.
All righty. And are there ways that people who may not have that still able to help? You know, if, you know, say they'd like to make some sort of a donation to Family Care Network?
Oh, absolutely. Again, they can reach out to us at the contact information I provided. We're always looking for people to support us, and our donors really make a difference in the lives of these children and families. It's really critical. The other thing we're trying to do, since housing is so tight in our community, is that we're even looking for perhaps a single person or a small family who maybe a couple who's interested in being foster parents, but let's say they live in a small studio or one bedroom and they couldn't be a foster parent because they wouldn't have extra room. We have an apartment, that a two-bedroom apartment, that we would also be willing to look at for somebody who goes through the background and training and is selected and wanted to do emergency shelter foster care. We could help them with some two-bedroom housing as well.
So is that something that they would be living in on a full-time basis, or you just have the apartment ready, they go in much as you would going into a hotel, stay with the kids while they need it, and then they go back to their own home?
Yeah, great question. We would like it. This is where they could live full time.
Wow.
And then provide that. And then when there isn't a need for a placement, then that's just their place of residence. And then because with shelter, you know, a placement could come any at any particular time. And then there would be a place for them to be set up that's really kind of family-like. So it's really a neat opportunity. As we know, we're really housed for stretching. Housing is really stretched. And oftentimes people are interested, but they may not particularly have the room. So we're looking at piloting that out as well.
Boy, that is one heck of a program that you've got. That you obviously had to have some help from people along the way. Is that just where you've got an opportunity to buy a house at the right price, or is that just...
So years ago, we had looked at some property through some grants to help the needy and transition age youth and children. So we were able to purchase some property through grants. Definitely our donor community was a big part of that. So we have a particular small complex of maybe 8 different units, and we're looking at dedicating one of those. Should we have somebody interested in a good candidate to be a foster parent, and they just don't have the space, like I said, they might be moving from a studio or a one bedroom, and we would be able to help them with that housing as well.
Wow, that sounds like an incredible program. That's one of the things I really like about the Family Care Network, is you really think, you know, that you go down that creative road to find ways to get people back on their feet and help keep those families together that most people I don't think would think of.
Yeah, we really have to be creative for sure, and we actually enjoy that and try to continue to look at, you know, we look at problems and see if we can formulate solutions and opportunities. And we work really closely with Department of Social Services, and so we have, you know, several times where we're kind of, you know, putting our heads together to see what we could do to handle this crisis. So we have some really good partners over there with their staff, and Linda Belch, as well as Devin Drake, the director.
Now, with that creative thinking, I know sometimes comes accolades. And if I'm not mistaken, Family Care Network got some really good news recently, didn't you?
Yeah, just about a week ago, Andy, we were really, it was really an honor to receive a call from Jordan Cunningham's office, and then a few days later from him as well. And we were selected by him to be one of the nonprofits of the year in California.
Wow.
So it was really a great honor. To me, it's really a reflection of the amazing staff we have, the dedication, you know, providing services 24/7, and our partnerships with our community. I think to be recognized as a nonprofit in San Luis Obispo with Family Care Network, it really is a reflection of our entire community. And it's a great awareness for nonprofits in general and how critical of a role we've played, you know, during this pandemic and as we're moving forward in caring for children and youth and families in need.
So, well, first of all, congratulations. That's outstanding. I've always said that I've never met a group of people that is working so hard to put themselves out of business than a crew at the Family Care Network, and it's a very well-deserved recognition. Congrats.
Well, thank you. And again, we're really, really proud of our staff and our community and our supporters and our donors that really made it possible. And we're also hoping, Andy, that it'll give us a little recognition too. As we all know, the job market is really tight right now. Everybody's looking for staff.
Yep.
And we definitely have positions we would like to fill in our clinical programs and our foster care programs. So anybody with a bachelor's degree or a master's degree in psychology, social science, child development, development that may have an interest, we would encourage you to give us a call. We'd be glad to talk to you more about employment opportunities, and then also go to our website where there's lots of information that you can walk through and then also fill out an application.
All right, FCNI.org for all the details. And from everybody I've talked to, it seems like Family Care Networks is an incredible place to work. I'm sure that dealing with some of the things that you deal with, there's got to be some challenges, but it's got to be an incredibly fulfilling job at the same time.
It's a great team, and it's great to have community support and partnerships just like the one we have with you, Andy. I really appreciate it.
Oh, you betcha. We've been talking with John Nibbio. John is the interim CEO of the Family Care Network. John, thanks for taking time with us today. We will talk to you again soon.
Yes, have a great week. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. It is 7:27 here on First Look. Coming up in our next segment, we're going to take a look.